welcome you to another Ray of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. We are opening our service with Roger Hood singing for us, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who is listening to the service, and we're trusting thy blessings to rest and abide upon them all. We know those that have burdens, have cares, and have concerns, and you've told us that we should cast all of our care upon you. So we ask you to bless our congregation today, bless this broadcast, and make it inspiration and a help to souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Blameless and Harmless. And our text of scripture is taken out of the little book of Philippians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. And that's reading down through verse 15. The Apostle Paul and his missionary group were making their first missionary trip to Europe when they established a congregation of the Church of God in Philippi. Later, he wrote them a letter giving further instructions as to how they as Christians were to live. And those instructions are good for us yet today. So let us look at some of the things that Paul instructed this congregation there in Philippi. And he starts out with a very affectionate expression, my beloved. Paul commended them for always obeying what he had taught them and instructed them to continue walking by the same rule, minding the same things, thus growing in their Christian experience. It is not enough to start in the Christian race, but we must continue. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, we cannot work to earn our salvation. It is the gift of God. But we are to work after we become a Christian, and we are to work our own salvation. We can't work it for anyone else, and no one else can work it for us. So we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Paul wrote to the Galatian brethren, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of God, or into the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. That's Galatians chapter 1 and verses 5 and 6. And Paul wrote to the elders of the church of God in Ephesus, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And so I say, Christian life starts whenever we are born again, but we are to continue in the grace of God, and we are to work at our salvation. And one of the reasons why we are to do that is found in the two passages of Scripture that I just referred to. There are those who would teach perverse doctrines, and there are those that would arise even in our own midst to speak after false doctrine, false teachings. Therefore, we must watch and pray that we not enter into temptation, or that we not fall into the snare of the devil and these false doctrines and false teachings. The Apostle John told us that we should try the spirits and see whether they be of God or not. Now, we go on in our scripture text today, for it is God which worketh in you. God has a will for each one of us. Yes, God has a will for each one of us. How many people in the world are allowing God to accomplish His will in them and through them? And everything that God wills for us is for our good and for His good pleasure. So let us work out our own salvation, and let us be workers together with God, allowing God to accomplish His will in us and through us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. So we are to be yielded vessels for God to use. I count it a privilege to be a vessel or a temple for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus said, in regard to the Spirit, whenever He is come, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. He also told the disciples, as recorded in Acts 1, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So every holy purpose comes from Him, and we can yield ourselves wholeheartedly to Him, knowing that He will do best by us. Therefore, work with Him, and let Him work with you, and in you, and through you. The power to will and the power to act must come from God. But the act of volition and the act of working comes from man. Yes, God can only use us if we yield ourselves to Him. Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So we are told in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now Joshua challenged Israel to choose the God that they would serve, whether it be the idols that their fathers had served or the God of the true and the living God. And he said, as for me, be in my house, we will serve the Lord. That's in Joshua chapter 24. Now, Paul exhorted the saints at Philippi to live to God's good pleasure. He wrote to the saints at Corinth, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. Now, in verse 14 of our lesson text today, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, do all things without murmurings and disputings. The marginal reading in my Bible says in regards to murmurings without complaining. I don't think that kind of service would be acceptable to God. In regard to offerings, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. That's 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. And I don't think that would be limited to just the giving of finances. I believe that a joyful heart and cheerful giving to God will be pleasing in His sight. For God loveth a cheerful giver. God loves those who are willingly serving Him, dedicating their lives to Him, and letting Him use them as He pleases, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, a part of our text today. And blameless means living the gospel out in your daily life. This does not mean that you are so holy that you never make a mistake, but it does mean that we are to live holy lives, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, that is, the coming of the Lord, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. And then the word harmless, do no harm to others, the sons of God, without rebuke. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3 and 1. What a wonderful blessing to be a part of the family of God. And God, through His love, made it possible because He gave His only begotten Son for us. Now, Jesus came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. So we read in John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. There is no greater honor or blessing to be had in this time world than to be a child of God, a son of God. And that privilege is offered to all. Let no one deceive you with this predestination doctrine. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world, and that's the world of people, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And the Scriptures also tell us that Jesus tasted death for every man, and whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. We are to live without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Without rebuke, live in such a way that no charge of transgression can be justly be laid upon you or against you. I know there are those who would misrepresent, even lie on you to make fun of you, to try to turn you from your living a holy life. But we should live in such a way that no charge of transgression can justly be laid against us. And when we think about a crooked and a perverse nation, I tell you, we are living in that kind of a nation today, among whom you shine as lights in the world. The Apostle John said, "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness." 1 John 1:19. And Jesus said to his disciples, and he says to us today, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's a part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. The Apostle Paul said, "Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. The Lord told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." There was a thing that was troubling Paul, and he sought the Lord three times that it might be removed. But the Lord didn't tell him he would remove it. He told him, "My grace is sufficient for you." And although we are living in a crooked and perverse nation today, with sin abounding on every hand, the grace of God is still sufficient for us to live a righteous and a godly life in this world. As Paul said to Titus, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And whatever God requires, God gives the grace to do." Now, there is a lot of good, sound teaching in these few verses. May the Lord help us to live them out in our lives for our good and for His glory. Our Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with this precious congregation today, and we trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said, and that they have been a blessing to souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Or you may send us an email. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, I remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, or you can listen to a previous broadcast if you missed any. And we also invite you to be with us in our services. Our webpage address, again, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. We invite you to tune in next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.